Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are coming to you from the virtual Business Radio X studio. Normally, we're inside Renaissance Bank, but we've had to leave Renaissance Bank for safety reasons, but we are in Alpharetta. And just a reminder that today you're connected more than ever, whether it's your friends, your family, or your life. Renaissance has the mobile banking services that you need, and that's important right now because the drive-thrus are open, the offices are closed by appointment only. You can get in by appointment, so call ahead, make an appointment. They've got 190 convenient locations throughout the South, plenty in North Fulton. So call ahead or go on the website, renaissancebank.com, Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now we welcome Holly York, and Holly is the executive director of the North Fulton Community Charities. Holly, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. And of course, this, we know that there's a lot of financial vulnerability in North Fulton that maybe folks aren't really knowledgeable about, but this whole coronavirus issue and what it's done to the economy has really exposed that.
That's absolutely true. And we've been working for many years with folks around North Fulton in the North Fulton Poverty Task Force, and we finished up a poverty summit in the fall. And how timely was it now, and comes March, and we have a financial and health crisis that really amplifies what we were seeing, especially with those living paycheck to paycheck. We live in an amazing community. We have great businesses. People want to live here. They want to have their kids go to school here. There are great opportunities. But one financial crisis, and we used to say if a child got sick, they got sick, their car broke down, they wouldn't be able to make the next month's rent. Now, you know, this week, rents are going to be coming due, and more than ever, there are more and more families. We estimate there's at least 30,000 that are really going to be hard hit by this financial downturn.
And folks, we're taping this show as of March 30th. So yeah, in 2 days, rent's due for April, which is what you're referring to.
That's correct. And we know that there, everybody's hearing there's a moratorium on mortgages and rents, and there's respite for utilities. However, those bills are going to come due eventually. Mm-hmm. The anxiety waiting to see, am I going to be homeless? Am I going to be able to afford food for my family? For many, had been almost a regular occurrence for people in North Fulton, but now it's more and more families who were independent contractors, hairdressers, consultants, people working in retail. It's now more of a reality.
So for those that don't happen to know, and I don't think there's many because NFCC is such a ubiquitous name around here in terms of the work that has been going on for many years. But for those that don't know about the work you do, maybe you can give an overview.
I know, and we do take it for granted that most of us do know what NFCC stands for, but North Fulton Community Charities was founded in 1983, and it came about because a group of civic and faith organizations wanted to have a central location to provide services for families in crisis that needed help with rent or needed help with a utility bill, needed clothing, needed food. And so North Fulton Community Charities was formed. You know, right now, after 37 years, the percentage of people living in poverty is the same in North Fulton as it was in 1983. That number is just a lot more. So we serve almost 4,500 to 5,000 families a year, 10,000 individuals. But we are proud of what we do, and we're still, want to say, open for business during this crisis. We are considered essential. And what is more important is that if you look at a map of North Fulton or all of north of Atlanta, North Fulton Community Charities becomes an island. I'm going to call it an island, an oasis. It's the only place to get human services support centrally. If you can go to United Way 211 or the Atlanta Community Food Bank. And you do see our partner organization, South of the River, CAC, but we're it. Must Ministries is to our west in Cobb. The place up is in Forsyth, which is north, but that's quite a distance. And then over to the east, and we have the Norcross and Duluth Co-op Ministry. So there's a big burden, when I say, in the continuum of care. You know, we have to do a lot for a lot of people.
For sure. And I think what part of the point here is that we talked about how things have been exposed. I mean, one of the things that and exposed for people that aren't aware already. But one of those little points, and you kind of are alluding to this, is the fact that so much of our resources in Metro Atlanta, when it comes to poverty, homelessness, financial vulnerability, are inside the perimeter, because that's an historic thing. And, right. And really the growth in those categories of need have been outside the perimeter over the last 20 years.
Right. There is even more evidence. There's another thing that North Fulton is, number one, the Brookings Institute follows this, and the growth of suburban poverty over the past 5 to 6 years has been the most significant in the suburbs of North Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
You know, that's makes it difficult. The housing affordability portion of this, combined with a lot of regentrification, not really thinking about the essential worker, that the customer service representative, the people who work in the restaurants, people who serve us in the hospitals. We can't continue to have a level 2 trauma hospital if we can't have people working close by to support it. It's teachers, it's public service, it's all the things that make life great in North Fulton, but make it difficult to live here. And now even it's going to be even more impactful because of limited jobs. I mean, jobs have just gone away.
Well, and we're also talking even first responders and teachers, right? I mean,
that's absolutely first responders and teachers. In fact, some of the first calls we got for assistance, after, I'm going to call it Friday the 13th, was kind of the day that we were starting to really start measuring what was going on. And it was those teachers or parapros that work part time, that are, I don't know how I'm going to make ends meet now, because this was helping my family. And now I don't have, there's no safety net for me. There's no safety net in that kind of role.
Right. Folks, if you just joined us, we're speaking with Holly York, and she's the executive director of North Fulton Community Charities. So Holly, talk about what happens when someone calls up, and when we were chatting before we went on, you were talking about how you're making some adjustments in terms of getting folks on virtually. Maybe you can tell everybody about that. But, you know, what does that look like when someone calls for help?
Okay. Well, if people don't know exactly how we operate, and traditionally we operate out of offices of Elkins Road. We serve clients with case management and assistance, a food pantry, which is a client choice pantry, and I'll explain that, and a thrift store, which provides clothing to our families. And with the virus, we have had to 100% shut down our thrift store. That was definitely for safety reasons. And we do have a population that was considered vulnerable that works in the store and volunteers in the building. We allocated very quickly our resources. We were going to focus on food assistance and financial assistance to make sure that we could stabilize as many families as possible. The other thing we had to do is we do have education, because our mission, I want to back up, the mission is to build self-sufficiency and prevent hunger and homelessness in the community with education. And so we had to shut down our education program as well. So we're now just focused on food and financial assistance. So what that looks like today is that we're able to reach out to our families who are normally seeing and send them a online order form for staples and supplies. And we have a skeletal staff of about 15 filling those orders. The orders that are normally filled and the shelves that are normally stocked by 60 regular volunteers every day to fill orders for over 125 families. So we have gone to this kind of Instacart plan where families can place orders. They can tell us the time they can pick it up. We fill it, and then we're running them out to their car, remaining, having some social distancing. We are not turning anybody away for food right now. If you are applying for help, and that's done online. So our job is to feed everybody who is in need. And even we were able to give out toilet paper last week. So we're pretty proud of everybody donating to us and our need. And our families are still receiving fresh items, canned goods. We are very fortunate to have that in place. But, you know, we keep modifying based on social distancing. So we're very proud that we are continuing to get food.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up about toilet paper, because anybody that's feeling guilty about how much they hoarded, there's a way to make themselves feel better about that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a donation they can make.
They can make it, definitely a donation they can make.
There you go.
Toilet paper, paper towels, cleaning products, soap, all that, which I do want to point out, all of that, families who are on, who have received benefits cannot use money or to buy those products in the store. So they cannot buy diapers with their food stamps. They cannot buy toilet paper. They cannot buy paper towels. They cannot buy cleaning products. So that's one thing that we do. We always ask people what do you need? Please buy us full size toiletries. Feel free to buy us full size, you know, even diapers and paper towels, because that is something that they can't even buy. And it actually is pretty costly as
right.
People now hoarding it all.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Well, and because folks that you serve, a lot of them are transportation challenged, right? So they can't go to 18 groceries in one day looking for paper towels.
Well, yes. And, you know, we're on the Marta line. Prior to shutting down, our families could actually come as often as they want. So they could actually, and they would order based on points. We have a client choice program, and they could pick up a few things each day and they could carry it with them. And if you're a homeless individual or not, and you could carry enough and come as much as you want. This now we're limiting it to 75 orders a day, which we're receiving about 125 to 150, but we're spacing it out based on when they can come pick it up or have someone come pick it up or when they can get a ride. You know, that's the best we can do for now. And we hope to be able to do as long as we can with our skeletal staff and our donations. We have had a call out for rice and beans. I think we're getting a little more stabilized, but we keep updating the website on our most needed list, and everybody thinks, oh, it's old. I go, it is definitely updated. It is definitely updated. And people want to give, and I see drives going on absolutely appreciative of that. But if you're going to do something big, we would like to know in advance.
Right. And we'll definitely get into that, but let's, and we're going to mention it again, of course, but let's mention the website right now, since you brought it up, let's mention it right now for folks.
So the website is www.nfcchelp.org.
Okay. And
again, on that, there's on the main page, there was a COVID alert, and you can, it gives you all the information on that.
Yeah. And both for volunteers that want to donate, and also folks that need help. You'll see exactly where you need to go right there on that homepage.
Right. On that homepage, and I know I didn't really talk about, you know, getting financial help. I think it's hard for people in North Fulton when they are in a financial crisis to know who to turn to. I've been working at NFCC for more than a year and a half, and having it as a resource for everybody. This is, you have given to this organization. This organization is for you and the community, and it is there for you to receive support when you need it. The Get Help button will lead you through, and we have our assistant staff calling everyone back to help connect them to the resources as soon as they can. We're trying to attend to that as fast as possible. You know, it's all being done virtually, which I think will help some people. They don't have to come into the office until we're able to offer them assistance in the form of a check. So I think that if you're reluctant, or you're reluctant to send someone in, I think the website gives you a little bit of an anonymity, and we want to help you, and we're proud that we can.
Yeah, and it's understandable that folks have reluctance, because as you mentioned before we came on, and I thought this was so meaningful, is that folks that were donating in December and January are now in need. I mean, that's how fast the economic tide has turned.
That's correct. You know, when donors become clients, it is so hard, you know, getting in the door the first time. I mean, we did not see this coming. We had at least one independent contractor, a couple in the first week. It's like, I didn't know NFCC existed, but now you've saved my life. Mm. I mean, that is a great story, but how many other independent contractor sales people on their own that now need help?
Sure. So, as you say, the North Fulton community has always been generous and always been responsive when they know about the need. But there's ways to help and ways not to help in the current environment. Maybe you can talk a little bit about exactly the kind of help you're looking for.
Well, the first thing, we are very conscious of social distancing and following the CDC guidelines. So we know people are anxious to help. They want to volunteer. They want to be on site. But we're asking for you all to continue to monitor our website for what our needs are. I am very proud that I have a staff who no one has been required to come to work, but we have about 15 to 20 every day that are trying to fill orders and process financial assistance. So, you know, keep them safe by not, you know, coming in and wanting to help. However, there is help from home. You know, you can flatten grocery sacks and bring them in. You can, you know, bag up rice. You can make toiletry kits. Those are all online. We are continuing to ask that financial support goes further, faster.
Right.
It makes it more flexible for us. It makes it easier to get to our families, because each year we already are putting out over $1.2 million to help stabilize family. We want to stabilize families fast. We want them to be able to regroup and plan for what happens in the next 30, 60, 90 days. They may need assistance for a short period of time, and we want to make that happen. I think there's a false sense that when our check comes from the government or our income tax return, it's like, we'll be fine, but you'll be fine for how long?
Right.
And having them come up with that next step and using our financial coaches will be a part of the recovery, and we'll do it all together.
And it's really important for folks to understand that you're not just distributing food, you're providing financial help. Maybe a power bill is about to get turned off or something like that. So getting financial donations gives you the flexibility to respond to the best, to the most acute need.
That's correct. The most acute need. Sometimes if they're, you know, if they're already were on the edge and maybe missed their March, you know, payment, and they're going to be late in April. I know that, a lot of times you look at the bill and like, how did that power bill get so big? Well, there's a late fee, and then there's an extra processing fee. We don't want families to have to experience that. I know that they're hearing, you know, nothing will be turned off, but that bill will be eventually due. And we want to go ahead and get that in process, so that anxiety is lessened and they can focus on a new job, their budget, their family, and just staying safe. It's stressful right now.
Absolutely. Folks, we're speaking with Holly York, and Holly is the executive director of North Fulton Community Charities. So, Holly, you mentioned the website. You mentioned, is there anything else that we need to make folks aware of that want to be helpful and helpful without being hurtful at this point?
And you are probably aware of this, is that we recommend, if you're going to give financially, give to an agency or a 501c3 that is accredited, because there are a lot of GoFundMes. We are very wary. We are professionals trying to deal with this. We're working with other groups. You know, we're working with senior services. We're working with the Drake Cat. We're all working together to create the safety net for the community. And there will be people that are not, they're looking out of their own best interest and not their the community. So I'd say, you know, wherever you're going to show support, do so through an agency that's a 501c3 that's reputable. We work on a continuum of care in North Fulton, and we're very blessed. North Fulton Community Charities, along with the Community Action Center in Sandy Springs, which is south of the river, we try to prevent hunger and homelessness. So we are going to be stretched really, really thin. And we don't have much of a safety net when it comes to once you lose your housing. So we're going to do as much as we can, as fast as we can, with the resources we have.
Well, you've obviously done awesome work over a period of time. There's plenty of work to be done and plenty of ways for folks to help. But right now, folks, financial help is what is needed. So, Holly, why don't you give one more time, give folks the website where they can get more information on how to contribute.
All right, that's great. www.nfcchelp.org. There'll be information about how to get help, how to donate, if you want to volunteer, and any other opportunities that will come up. We will do shout outs on social media. We are anticipating a need for volunteers in the coming weeks to start delivering groceries. We will have opportunities for financial coaches. We'll have a lot more to do. We are trying to settle into a new normal that keeps changing every day. But we appreciate all of you who have dropped by checks, dropped by gift cards, dropped by rice and beans, dropped by toilet paper, just offered your support. And there are a lot of people who were unsure of what we did. And now I hope they're a little bit more clear that we're here to serve the community and keep everybody safe, fed, and financially in their homes.
And yeah, and folks need to understand that want to help and want to volunteer, that you're whatever your guidelines are for that help involves their safety as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what we are, we just sent something out to our volunteers saying, we really, really miss you, but we really, really want to keep you safe. We want you to be well and rested and ready to go because we have a lot of work to accomplish. We are so thankful for our volunteers. We are exhausted after the last couple of weeks trying to do all we do with their support. And we're also missing our shoppers in the thrift store and our thrifters and all the donations that come in. And, you know, bear with us. And I know you all understand how hard it is to shut down your full retail operation and have that whole staff not be able to come to work. So, you know, we'll all get through this together. Our tagline is "Together we can help." That is definitely true.
Absolutely. Holly York, Executive Director of North Fulton Community Charities. This has been great, Holly. Thanks for taking some time. I know you're just swamped, but thanks for taking some time to visit with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Folks, just a reminder, if you need some help with headaches that involve administrative tasks, bookkeeping, marketing, etc., well, go engage a smart, reliable office angel. They're not a temp agency or a placement firm. Office Angels matches your business support needs with angels who have the talent and experience necessary to help you maintain and grow your business on an ongoing or as needed basis. It's your terms and your timeline. They lend a hand when needed and fly off when the job is done. And by the way, they're virtual. They always have been. So this is not something, a new environment that's new for them. OfficeAngels.us is where you can find more information. And you can also call Chief Executive Angel, Essie Escobedo, and she is an angel, 770-442-9246. And folks, a reminder, you can find this show on all the major podcast platforms, Apple, Stitcher, Google, TuneIn, Spotify, iHeartRadio. We're on all of them. Check us out there. And also on social media, North Fulton BRX, on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn, as you wish. So for my guest, Holly York, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Renaissance Rewards Extra is the checking account that checks all the boxes. Roadside assistance? Check. Cell phone insurance? Check. More than 400,000 local shopping discounts? Check. Up to $25 per month in ATM refunds and a great rate? Check. All in an easy-to-use mobile app. To open an account or find out more about Renaissance Rewards Extra Checking, go to renaissancebank.com or visit us at any of our more than 190 locations throughout the South. Renaissance Bank. Understanding you. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.